members feel, this is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
And good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis, and I am joined here by Scott Bilger and also Earl Searles, and we're going to be talking about the bond issue. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And how are we doing today? It looks we've got the early voting out of the way, and the election day is tomorrow, but we need to talk about the importance of this special bond issue. And I'm going to start off with you, Scott.
Sure. Well, this is a continuation or a re-up of the last bond issue that we had, where we're focusing the vast majority of these dollars on technology, maintenance, curriculum, the things that touch each kid and each site on a daily basis. Right at 80% of this bond issue will go to those type of things.
And I want to speak with Earl here too. Now with RBS Bank, but you've also been an educator, you've been an administrator, and also have been over in OK City. You've been all over the place, but you've got a lot of experience in a lot of different things, and this touches on many of the things that you're involved with, but most of all, you're a concerned citizen.
Well, absolutely, and first of all, a couple of things before I get into answering your question.
Sure.
Tom, this is my first time to be interviewed by you,
okay.
And again, I've met you a couple of weeks ago, but again, I want to say welcome to our community. You're doing a great job. Charlie was here for many, many years, but now then you're here and you're the voice of Bartlesville and you're doing a great job. So thanks for having us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you for having me at the forum on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, you are correct. I have had a phenomenal career here in Bartlesville. 32 years as a public educator. The good people of this community allowed me to represent them in state government, where I was constantly fighting the fight for public education. And there was days that was a challenge. And then I'm now back at RBS, but I am delighted to support this bond proposal. As Scott has just said, it's just a continuation. You know, I think you were at the forum when I made this comment.
Yeah.
One thing I'm very, very proud about, this board and the change of direction of what they're doing, and they have done for the past several years, what Scott's just mentioned, it's a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to maintain our buildings. These are the people's buildings that they utilize on behalf of our students.
Mm-hmm.
Many of our retired citizens have already paid for their children being there, but I'm very, very proud that they continue to support public education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is just a continuation of supporting what we're wanting to do to have a first-class, absolute A-plus school district in the state of Oklahoma. And there's no question we have that. And this $17.9 million bond proposal, as Scott has said, 85% of these funds will go to curriculum-related matters, technology, STEM, textbooks, et cetera. We'll just continue to enhance what we're already doing here in Bartlesville.
A couple other issues that go along with this, Scott. One of them will be transportation, and this is something that a lot of folks don't think about. But it's also by law. We have to vote on that separately, so there's a second question that you'll see on the ballot.
Yeah, the second question is angled at transportation. It's just under $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we're doing there, again, is a continuation of what we did last time, which was to get rid of the aging buses in our fleet and replace them with newer models. And I know last time we had some kids in the district that were older than, or that were younger than the buses they were riding on. I think we got rid of all of those, but these are geared at getting rid of everything that's 10 years or older in the fleet that we have right now.
Probably a pretty good idea. I know that most of us get rid of our automobiles and pickup trucks after about 10 years. Why wouldn't we think about that as far as safety with our children?
Well, it's a segue into the comments I've just made, and again, in regards to always looking to the future, staying abreast of having good equipment, good facilities, good equipment for our students. And again, just this will be 13 buses. It's the second proposal is about a $1.8 million proposal that will allow us to buy 13 new buses, and that's just a good safety measure we need to continue. And remember, the buses that we're going to give up, they will be sold. So it's not like that these buses will just be put in a back parking lot. They will be sold, and that'll just be more money to help mm-hmm. us in regards to future transportation needs.
Now, Earl's an educator. We've got something coming up here with these Chromebooks. It'll be issued to the students. It's nothing really new, just the more of them will go out. Many people are wondering, well, why would a student need a Chromebook instead of a textbook? Well, it's a changing world.
Oh, there's no question. The technology needs in these Chromebooks in regards to how they're meeting our students' needs in the times that we live in are just we have phenomenal results in regards to how our students are utilizing mm-hmm. this technology. These particular funds will allow us to even not only replace some, but to incorporate more students in using these Chromebooks.
And Scott, it's more on a safety issue here. I understand that the lobby guard is going to be, the kiosk is going to be updated. And I have talked to quite a few parents. They said, yeah, about time.
Well, that and there are some other security issues that will be addressed with this bond issue. But lobby guard is due for an upgrade, uh-huh. Just like we have to upgrade technology on a regular basis in all aspects.
And you're listening to Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and NECAMP Funeral Home. Scott Pilger and Earl Searles is with us to talk about the bond issue. The election is tomorrow, and many of you have already early voted. Back to at the Arvis Forum, I couldn't count to anyone who didn't early vote on Friday. We have a couple of other things going on with this, too, as far as the physical aspect of the school. One of these is a VOAG building, and the other is an upgrade to that grand old press box that's been there since the mid-50s. Can you tell us a little bit about both of those, Scott?
Sure. Well, an ag program is something that we've wanted to target and offer here in Bartlesville for a number of years. Budget restrictions haven't allowed us to do that, but that's what we're going to do this year. We've already got 100 kids enrolled in the ag mm-hmm. program for this year without a facility. So this is something that our area is known for. We've got tremendous cattle ranches in this area, and I think this is something that our students have asked for quite a while. I think there's quite a bit of demand for, and I think we really look forward to the success that this program will bring to our students.
And Earl, the importance of STEM education, that seems to be the big thing across the nation these days. And Bartlesville, of course, will be helped with this should the bond issue pass.
Right. Well, I've got to go back to the vocational program.
Gotcha.
This is something long overdue. I even wished when I was in still back in public education mm-hmm. that we would have been more aggressive trying to fulfill this program. Again, I understand due to funding and finances, it just never came about. But I am very, very excited and proud of the board and our administrative staff yeah. that has made this a priority. This is going to be an exciting new curriculum added to Bartlesville uh-huh. Public Schools. And again, 100-plus students have already enrolled. It's going to be a resounding success. Now, as far as the STEM program, mm-hmm. as you well know, I don't know of a child that does not only have an iPhone. Technology is their world, and if we just have to absolutely continue to be very, very aggressive in regards to our STEM programs, where we're teaching that science and math and a different approach, and we're doing it through STEM. And I'm very, very pleased that I know it's implemented at Central and at Madison and definitely at the high school and now even down into the elementary, and it'll be a great enhancement for our students to reinforce what they're doing in their educational needs.
Very, very good. I can't wait to see those big blue jackets coming around here when it gets a little nippy out there. The FFA thing, that's really going to be kind of cool with that. You know, one of the the fellow who's doing the ag education, Marty Jones, probably one of the biggest cheerleaders I've ever seen for education in general and VOAG in particular.
Well, and we had a community group that went and targeted and went to recruit the right person to come run that program here mm-hmm. in Bartlesville, and I think they found the right guy.
Right. Getting back to that press box, I understand that it's not just because we're a 6A school and we should have a nice press box, but this has a lot of different things for a lot of different activities and not just football.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of things that go on at Custer Stadium. You talk about football, which is probably where we see most of the community there. Mm-hmm. Soccer is there in the spring. We've got graduation there. We've got marching band, and haven't had the opportunity to host competition, but they will be able to do with this new facility.
That's going to be wonderful. And, of course, for a community, that means folks coming into our town, folks purchasing gasoline, food, maybe even a hotel bed. And it's always nice to have visitors because you never know. Maybe one day they could become citizens, those young people
there
coming in for a visit.
There you go. They're, the press box that we've had for many, many years, we've done some remodels over the years. But this comprehensive, it's about $1.2 million is what we'll be spending. But the good news is the Lyon Foundation is going to give about $400,000 to that figure.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's going to be a great assistance in regards to meeting that number. It's just it's long overdue. There's no question our press box needs to be renovated. And why put another another $100,000 and another coat of paint, new seats, another microphone? We really just need to bite the bullet and completely refurbish our press box and make it a Class A. Since we are an outstanding school district, I think this press box will be a great addition, not only to the high school, but for our community. And just what you mentioned, there's other avenues that this particular facility will be able to use. I really like, I think they call it the community room. Don't hold me to that, but it's a room where they can have meetings. And I just think that'll be a class act that we could maybe have some events up in the press box before games, after games, or quite frankly, if somewhere in the Barnesville District wanted to have a, an all-school district meeting of administrators up there, I think it'd just be a class act.
All right. Very, very good. There are some other things that kind of come along with this, too. And, Scott, I've heard a turf issue and something that could be used perhaps maybe at the ballpark at Dungeness Stadium. Is that something that is a possible component of this?
Yeah, I think that one of the areas that we're focusing on is being able to do that at Dungeness. At Dungeness Stadium in the infield to do turf there. The same thing at the softball field, to be able to do the turf on the infield of those two facilities.
Well, if, rain is a problem, and this year it certainly was, we could have actually probably get more games in during the springtime because you don't have the same problems as you would with natural grass, and we're able to maybe operate more efficiently in getting that taken care of.
Well, and as all the dads that have been involved with maintaining the dirt at the infield at Dungeness Stadium over the years, that's a tedious process. And being able to use that facility not only with Bartlesville High School but with OWU and with the Indians in the summer, that facility gets a lot of use. And being able to lengthen that out and be able to shorten the amount of money that's spent on maintenance will be a benefit to all three of those programs.
And I've got to add my 2 cents to that one. Our stadium has a rich history. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the crown jewels downtown. We've had our World Series, American Legion World Series there. We've had the Dungeness games there. Then we have the tournaments every 4th of July. Again, what a great facility downtown. We back early 2000, I was on the city council when we put a lot of money into that facility to bring in the American Legion World Series. And we've maintained that program. And by putting this artificial turf in the infield, that's just another enhancement to, again, one of our facilities. Just make us a class act. I just think it's not only the right thing to do, but something that we can all be very proud of when it's completed. Because again, that stadium is just an awesome stadium to play baseball in, and let's make it a world class one.
Well, there you go. I want to ask you, Scott, just on a personal level, if you were to make a personal appeal to the people of Bartlesville on this issue, what would that be?
Well, I think that what I would say to the citizens of Bartlesville and specifically those that have supported us in the past is I think we've done a good job of taking the money and the trust that the community's given us in the past on these bond issues. And we've invested that, and I think we've seen the returns that have come from that. I think we've seen facilities that have been improved. I think we've seen programs that have been increased and seen great benefit from the students that have come out of Bartlesville Public Schools over the last several years. We want to continue that. We want to continue to invest in our future. We want to continue to invest in our kids. I think public education is the great equalizer of our society, and I think that the community of Bartlesville has shown a great history of that in the past, and we would ask for the continued trust from the citizens in allowing us to continue that.
And Earl, if you could make an appeal, what would that be?
The appeal I would be is to say a great big thank you to the to this community for just I've lived here all my life, and they've always been a staunch supporter of public education, and I want to say thank you for doing that. As Scott has just said, there is no question public education is the big equalizer, and our community has always been very, very supportive. Here we have another opportunity, the $17.9 million, $1.8 million of it goes to purchasing the new buses. But really it's about $16.8 million that will go to buildings, maintenance, curriculum items, technology, and STEM. It's just another opportunity to continue doing and supporting this great school district that is here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, because let there be no mistake. When I was a state representative, it would be nothing for somebody to say something about something in public education, and I would say something, well, up in Bartlesville, and it just throughout it would resonate. They'd say, well, yeah, but you're from Bartlesville. You always have our first class up there in regards to your public education and doing things. Mm-hmm. That always made me very, very proud. And so my takeaway from this is here we have another opportunity to continue to support our Board of Education, our administrators, and our students to continue to enhance our public education in regards to our facilities. And I'll close with this. Just an example. We have just finished painting the Bartlesville High School.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive by that. Morning, noon, or night, just drive by it, and not at dark because you can't really see it that well, but while the sun is up. It's just mm-hmm. beautiful. $225,000, the superintendent told me it cost to paint
wow.
that facility. Well, but it is just an absolute beautiful facility, and the point I'm making is, once again, this board and this administration continues to make sure that our buildings do not fall in disarray like they did many, many years ago. We've left that way behind, and now they're being proactive in making sure that the people's buildings and their public education in Bartlesville is first class. And that's what I take away from is to that we have an opportunity to, once again, to just continue to enhance, improve, and keep moving our schools forward. I hope people will go out and give a great big yes to this initiative.
All right. Well, the election, the special election is tomorrow, and there are two questions on the ballot, and the polls open at 7 o'clock, and we'll have all the results, of course, as you've known that we will, right here on K1. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to put forth the precincts and, of course, the ballot questions and everything else, so you can take a look at a sample ballot and see for yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah, one more thing. When we talk about invest and we ask the community, the appeal to ask the community to continue to support, I do want to stress that this is not a tax increase. This is a continuation of current tax levels. We're not looking for a tax increase from the public. This is to keep doing what we've been doing.
And that's why it's a bond and nothing that's going to raise your property taxes. And that's why it was pursued.
Correct. Yes, it's a continuation of the same tax level that we've had for the last several years and continuation in new bonds paid for by those tax dollars.
All right. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being on board with us today, and we hope to see you real soon. And thank you.
Tom, thank you.
All right. And you've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home. Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. How do you keep right priorities in uncertain times? Ancient wisdom from Genesis chapter 5 keeps it very simple. You walk with God. Genesis 5 is a very dreary chapter, actually, and it's by that way by design. People are born, they live, they die. And that tedious pattern goes on year after year, generation after generation. And the sheer tedium of this makes you wonder, is this all there is to life? Is there nothing more? And then a surprising turn takes place, because the seventh person in the genealogy is Enoch, and the verse simply says, Enoch walked with God. That phrase, walked with God, refers to a continuous, loving, supernatural relationship with the one who made us. Enoch built a daily relationship with his creator, and that relationship injected lots of meaning and value into his life. Well, the same pattern applies today. Those who walk with God find significance. They find adventure and joy. They see God's goodness in the tiny details of their life, and the result is really amazing. Enoch is one of two men in the Old Testament who bypassed death and was taken straight to heaven. And I think the lesson is clear for us, is that meaning and purpose in life starts with a relationship with the one who made us. Those who walk with God find joy in the moment, and they have confidence in their eternal future. At Grace, we love helping people find Him and also find their meaning.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click the on-demand button, then click the consumer calls link, then click the day you want to hear. That's consumer calls at your beck and call. Consumer calls on KWN AM 1400 live each weekday 9:10 to 9:30, Saturday 9:10 to noon. But if you can't tune in live, head to the web at BartlesvilleRadio.com and listen to the archived shows.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
People in the town of Wayne are under a boil order this morning thanks to E. coli. The emergency management director says the issue should be resolved in about a week. The trial of a man accused of fatally shooting a Logan County deputy sheriff continues today. Nathan LaForce is charged with first-degree murder, first-degree armed robbery, and larceny of a motor vehicle. He's accused of killing Deputy David Wade in April of 2017 as Wade tried to serve an eviction notice. FEMA is extending its registration deadline for people needing help with recovery from spring storms until Wednesday. And authorities in northeastern Oklahoma have recovered the body of an apparent drowning victim in the Illinois River. Grand River Dam Authority police say 29-year-old Dewan Mayberry of Tulsa drowned Saturday. I'm Sean Carey. This is ONN.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
If you're like most people these days, you're busy. You don't have time to sit in traffic on the way to a Social Security office and then wait in line for your number to be called. That's why we want to help you make the most of your time when you need to do business with Social Security. If you need to reach us by phone, you can call 1-800-772-1213. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can expect a shorter wait if you call after Tuesday. Automated phone service is available 24 hours a day. The fastest and most convenient way to do business with Social Security is online at www.socialsecurity.gov. From planning to applying for benefits, there's so much you can do at www.socialsecurity.gov. That's www.socialsecurity.gov.
Relief is on the way. By later tonight, a cold front approaches southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. This will bring a few showers and storms into portions of the area, but behind the boundary, not as hot, not as humid weather. This would be for tomorrow. Today, of course, the excessive heat warnings will remain in northern Oklahoma. Heat advisories in southern Kansas, highs in the upper 90s near 100, the heat index 105 to 115. Tomorrow morning will be in the 70s, a few showers and storms early, and a high tomorrow in the upper 80s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan. Right now, it is 78 degrees, and the Overcomers brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kent CPAs.
Radio reminders keep you up to date on events in the area. Radio Reminders brought to you by Davis Family Funeral Home Dewey and Walker Brown Chapels. The reminder that the Downtown Group of Alcoholics Anonymous meets every night from 7 to 8 o'clock at 325 South Osage in Bartlesville. If alcohol is a problem, they have a solution. For more information, call 918-627-2224.
And now it's time for The Overcomers, brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kent CPAs.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Growing up in the Middle East, Yusuf attended mosque and said his daily prayers, but he felt empty inside. As a teenager, he turned to drugs and gangs. When these too left him empty, he decided to kill himself. But moments before going through with his plan, his mind flashed back to a memory of his grandfather, who was a Christian. In desperation, he called out to his grandfather's God for help. The next morning, he received an unexpected visit from his uncle, who taught him about Christ. Yusuf would go on to suffer greatly for his new faith, but he had found the meaning his soul desperately craved, and there was no going back.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
The Overcomers brought to you by Brian Little, Haley, and Kent CPAs.
Cowboys, Indians, Bruins, and Cardinals. We're your sports.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Trump administration has just taken the wraps off new policy that would deny permanent residency to people for being too poor. Live to Washington and correspondent Allison Keyes.
The rules taking effect could deny green cards to immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, housing vouchers, and other forms of public assistance. Current law already requires those seeking legal status to prove they won't be a burden to the U.S., but the new rules include a larger range of programs that could disqualify migrants from benefits. Immigration and citizenship officials will now consider other factors, including education, public assistance, household income, and wealth when considering granting legal status. Debbie?
He spoke for the president for a heartbeat. Now he's speaking out against him.
At his first and only appearance in the White House briefing room, Anthony Scaramucci told reporters he loved President Trump.
And I'm very, very loyal to the president.
But after 2 years, that loyalty has formally lapsed. Scaramucci now says the president's increasingly divisive rhetoric has damaged the fabric of our society. He says he won't support Donald Trump's re-election. Scaramucci tweets to those asking what took so long, "You're right." That after Mr. Trump tweeted Scaramucci was totally incapable of handling the job of communications director. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
An update on the investigation into the death of accused child sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein. Correspondent Mola Lenghi is outside the Metropolitan Correction Center in Manhattan.
The medical examiner's office performed an autopsy on Epstein's body yesterday, but says they're waiting for more information before drawing any conclusions. Source tells CBS News that Epstein hanged himself inside a jail cell here at the correctional facility.
It's the same facility where high-profile criminals like John Gotti, El Chapo, and Paul Manafort have been held. One man is dead after a shooting at a church in the South. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
A 57-year-old man was shot and killed shortly before services were to begin at the West Ripley Church of Christ in the small town of Ripley, Mississippi. Police say the man who died was the son-in-law of the church's pastor, and that the man was shot by a local government official who is a church member.
Parents are covering their kids' eyes in Omaha, Nebraska, where a local strip club has posted a sign advertising fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash.
It's very inappropriate.
I don't think it should be on the main street like this.
The owner of Candy's Gentleman's Club says he'll take the sign down,
when the city council recommends the state approve his liquor license. The Dow is down 171 points. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
With the stock market at all-time highs,